We're definitely where we were when we stopped
last year, but I want to get a little further. We've been toying with our Mark passage, but it's going to take us a little while to get there because all right, we're working on our goals here for youth group, okay? If you're an adult Sunday school, you're going to start hearing a bridge between where we're heading here in youth group, how that happened as we move back to, there's other things that I want to talk about, but I don't know if we're going to get to them because we're working on this. If you get nothing else here at youth group, we want to teach you to love souls. You're not saved if you're not growing in care for the souls around you. We're not telling you to be nice to them. We're telling you to care for them how God would have you to care for them. Love souls. But then because the youth group isn't in the Bible, at best the youth group's a microcosm of the church as a whole, it's very important that you know what the church is. We're not going to say the definition tonight, but I hope you don't forget it. I'll pull that out every once in a while. And I want you to be part of the people of God. The people of God, which means it's very important that you learn your roles. Where do you fit? Under God? And how do you fit into God's program? Some of you in the membership class, finally. And it's good to have you in there as we can kind of tie. No, there was no jab there. Was there a jab there? Ouch! Pull it out. All right. But you guys did very well. I was proud of you on Sunday as you were answering questions there, because they're tying together the adult Sunday school, the membership class, the youth group here, that you fit under God. That's where you will need to be part of the universal church. The universal church shows itself inside of local churches. But then how do we act among God's people? What's his goals? And that's why it's very important. At this point, it might not make sense to you, but I believe this more than ever. We've got to get to the heart of this, or one, we don't understand the gospel. Two, we don't understand how to help and move people. And that's very simply this. Where's my clicker? Is my clicker here? Oh. What you believe or value influences what you do and what priorities you have, okay? All right, and we talked endlessly on this, but just, you haven't been here, remember? We're saying, where do you end up focusing with people? Usually you focus on their actions and their priorities. Their actions are priorities. Like, stop doing that. Well, you're not faithful. How come you value that over this? Get out of my room, okay? Everything you're doing with interacting with people is often talking about their actions or the priorities. Why do you talk like that? You have a dirty mouth. You have a dirty mind. All right, fine. Okay, whatever, but you're trying to change their actions or their priorities, and you're not dealing with their beliefs or values. All right, fine. We've been working on that. So we went through a whole pile of this. How in the world can you find out what people believe and value? There you go. You have all the answers. These eventually are on the church website. I'll be excited for anybody that finds them up there. Are they there currently? Does anybody know? If they're not, I want you to go on there and find it, all right? How do you find it? Go on our website. Go find resources. You're going to need a password. Oh, you're going to come back to me because you're going to not know what the password is. Okay. But once you get in there, you're going to go to youth group. And when you find youth group, you're going to find the PowerPoint. Okay. And then you get all these answers. They're all up there. Okay. You say, they're not there. Good. Then we'll get them there. All right. So, but you go check. I don't think you can find your way through our website. You can? All right. All right. But my point is, you guys have done a lot. When you say, why are you repeating this stuff? Because I want it to change your life. I want you to own it. I want you to get it. I want you to get it rooted down through Scripture. And that's why you got to be patient with all these questions. Then we come back and nail it home with the Bible. We go back and forth. All right. But as we apply this. So how do you find what people believe or value? Where or how do you collect what people believe or value? All right. You can't go around just standing outside of Walmart and taking a survey with people. How are you going to find what they really believe or value? Not just what they do and their priorities. From which kind of people do you collect these from? And usually you said stuff like your friends, those you're with. My bigger question is, why are they your friends? And you go, because I like them. Why do you like them? Usually you like them because they believe or value the similar things you do. Okay, from whom do you collect these things or allow others to collect from you? Who is the last person that's tried to find out about your beliefs and values? What makes it difficult to deal with people on the level of their beliefs and values? Look at all those answers. And that's why we're not going to answer it again. But you need to think on this. Because I want you to think in this last week, who have you talked with on the level of their beliefs or values? If you didn't deal with their beliefs or values, how in the world are you expecting to change their actions and their priorities? That was two slides worth. Look at all that. Okay, who or what is able to get away with talking about what you don't want to talk about or push you in a direction you don't want to go? Yeah, when you disagree with something, yeah, you think it's wrong, but I'm talking about awkward. I'm not just talking about sex stuff and other stuff like that. Be very careful how you're talking about sex stuff. So awkward conversations, boring conversations. Can you add anything to this one? Because look, we're close. We're so almost to a blank slide, all right? All right? Who or what is able to get away with talking about what you don't want to talk about or push you in a direction you don't want to go? Is there anything you can add? I don't care what's up there. Say it. Yeah, Christina.
If you feel that it's probably going to be painful or that it's going to be worth it.
Okay. If you think there is something beneficial for you. Well, I'm laughing because you know I hate blood. I'll do anything to avoid getting blood taken from me, right? There's like one, I did it for my wife to get life insurance, right, in case I die. So that's kind of kind, I guess. And I was just thinking, how much money would it need before I'd let somebody draw my blood? How much money would they have to give me? I don't know. It'd be a lot because some people give you a donut. And I thought, that's not, I like donuts, but not enough to give blood. I have to believe that if this is a hard, awkward, boring, disagreeing talk, I'm going to have to believe that there's something that beneficial for me for me to continue in that. Okay, what else? Is there anything else? Yeah, Nathan, what are you thinking? Okay. Okay. No, definitely. But I told you, remember what I told you? If you're not careful, the only way you're going to listen to something is if somebody bribed you or tricked you into it. Remember what we said all about that? If you end up getting bribed or tricked into something, did you really change your beliefs or values? If you're not careful, no. As soon as they go away, you go, you tricked me. I ain't talking about that again, right? So who or what is able to get away with? Someone, we'll say smooth enough to take you where you don't want to go. Wait, didn't I tell you the story when I had my surgery and there was a whole bunch of babies crying? Didn't I tell you that? I was sitting there getting ready, and I was already nervous because the lady's asking me, do you do well with blood? And I said, nope. She goes, good, then we're going to put this thing behind you because you're not going to faint. I said, she's like, how are you feeling? I was like, I don't know. Quit asking me. Well, while they were asking me all this stuff, like, you hear all these babies start screaming, and she goes, it's a really rough day today because they're all getting surgery. But you see these nurses running around with balloons and all this other stuff, and it's like, stop. Remember? Yes, you know this because this is where I said, clowns are good. And you said, no, they're not. Do you realize until you freaks watch some stupid movie or something somewhere, they were amazing. Clowns had nothing negative about it. And all of a sudden, you guys got Parkinson's disease. You're like, nope, clowns are bad. No, they're not. So because all those nurses are running around saying, see, don't you want the balloon? Don't you want a lollipop? And you're like, nope. But that's what happened. Back to Nathan. Hey, the first time the nurse did that, the kid bought it. The kid bought it, and that was it. But no, this is very serious. You trick somebody into having a conversation, you didn't win. If you're not careful, you taught them never to trust people again. Be careful. Be careful. Rebecca, what are you thinking? Who or what is able to get you away with talking about what you don't want to talk about, push you in a direction you don't want to go? Yes, if you don't know the topic well enough, you have little argument. Right. No, definitely. Think about this, because you're going to get into stuff. That's why, yeah, you got something more? No, I thought you had, no, good. Crystal, go.
If
Mm-hmm.
At one point, you may have found under 20.
Right.
Did that change?
Yeah, did you hear that? They're not pushing against, you will like clowns. And you're like, stop. And then they're saying, look, I know you have an issue there. What happened there? Maybe you might be willing to talk about that, right? If somebody's not pushing you up against the wall and you feel like, all right, I think they already understand me, all right? You'll say, well, let me tell you where this came from. That we're so political in today's society that everybody's just like, they're wrong. And we say these blanket statements that I thought, man, if I disagreed with you, that wouldn't convince me. I just feel like you're attacking me. So I'd love to go up to some people that I disagree with politically and just say, help me out. I know you feel very strongly about this. I'm probably one of the ones you disagree with the most. I'm just wondering, help me. Where'd you come up with that? Can you help me understand? Why is that so important? Why are you so convinced I'm wrong? Look, I know I'm not looking to convince you. Just tell me about it a little bit. So somebody, the person talking to you knows how you already feel about this and wants to open up the discussion rather than close it. Nicole? Yeah.
I guess to an extent, but I think it's much more likely that I'm going to let somebody dig into my life and make me feel awkward and uncomfortable.
If I care.
If I feel like they care about me.
Think they care about me. Think about that. Who cares about you? Be careful. Because sometimes you mention your friends, your parents. Did they really care for you? You sure? Do you care about me? Am I just the old guy that leads? What? Do you think? You're not going to care. Well, I'm thinking about stories that are relevant for you, all right? I got a notice from the IRS today, and it wasn't what I wanted to hear, but I can never get a hold of them. They owe me $1,000. They owe me. Stop. It was an error. I can never get a hold of them. I finally got a voice. And I... Guys, what's that dumb movie where you go to the DMV and it's that sloth? Yes. That's who I was talking to on the phone. I couldn't hear the person at all. They said, this is number 00040. I said, is what? Excuse me? And I thought, Lord Jesus, I waited forever to hear a real voice, and I can't even understand. And she sounds like she hates her job. I thought, how am I going to get my $1,000 back? But as the more I was talking, I thought, okay, do you know how the very reason her voice is tired, whatever's going on in her life, do you think people love to talk to the IRS? And they're happy, and they just wanted to wish them a good day. So I thought, I got to the end, and it went okay, and I said, listen, I know you probably get a million of these calls, and I'm just very thankful for your working here with me. I hope it goes better for you with whoever else you're talking to. Have a great day. And I think when you talk here, that's what you're looking, you're going, you know what? Maybe all people aren't jerks. Maybe somebody did want to listen to me. Do most of the people that you tell about your day didn't care about it? Are you done? It's amazing when you find somebody that actually wanted to hear. Think about this. Think about, because if you're not careful, you're so willing to tell somebody they're wrong because God said so, because I said so, and you didn't do the hard work about relationship. You can't always wait to have a relationship. I didn't say that. I said I met that IRS person. I met the IRS person? I didn't meet the IRS person, but she was a person. How could I make it personal, even though I didn't meet her, and I never know how to find that lady again. Okay? She was a person. No, somebody cheated. Who did this? Oh, I was like, you can't have a blank slide yet, because we're not there. Thank you. She's good. You're good, Liesl. Okay, but here. Wow, it went away. All right, I'm going to go. Ready? Let me go. Okay? I'm not going to stay on this one. We talk then, okay, fine. You finally let somebody in. You share everything with them. They know what you believe or value, like Crystal was saying, okay? And then how far are you going to let them actually take you? Are your parents ever concerned about influences in your life? If they're not, they should be. I hope they also give freedom for people to influence slightly different than where they're going. On the other side, I hope they care. How far are you willing to let them go in changing what you believe or value? All right, let it go again, Lisa. I'm sorry. Because I really want to get to a blank slide. There it is. Blank slide. Number one. This will be one of 10. We're flying tonight. Do you think most people are excited about believing or valuing the same things as their parents? Now, I think you can fill up a slide and then some, right? Boom, I hope you all had your deodorant on because your arms just went up. Okay, do you think so? Why are we not? Lisa, go.
No.
Go ahead. Shh, quiet, there's no and yes all over this, all right? No, go ahead. What? Come on. Go ahead. Same thing. I'm just going to let you guys talk for a while. All right, you're going to go back and forth. You're probably going to need to separate these as no or yes, as opposed to why and why not. We'll just say it, no and yes. How can you be creative and believe the same thing? Rebecca. All right, shh. Come on, there's a lot to say here. Come on. Go. Oh, is that it? You're done? You're like done? I was just settling in with a cup of tea. You have nothing more. No. All right. All right. She said, all right, fine. All right. She has made her statement. It depends on relationship with your parents. Okay, fine. All right. All right. Andrew.
No, because you believe
what your dad. Shh. Okay. All right. Yeah, Lisa, you're going to have to group these. Do the best you can. And Andrew, what do you mean by that? I hear what you're saying, but go ahead. Tell me. You believe what your dad believes, meaning you're say it. People attack those who believe, well, let's just say this, what their parents believe. We could talk about, will they attack if you believe what your friends believe? Perhaps, okay, but that people attack that. All right, I don't even know. All right, here we go. Jesslyn. I might as well just go down the row. Everybody has an opinion on this. All right, Jesslyn, go. Shh. I'll come back if you want me to come back.
Maybe.
All right. If you remember, jump. No, because belief put into a belief rather than choose it. And then she's coming back for part two. Christina, go. Is there one meal that you'll never make for your family because you were forced to eat it? This has nothing to do with beliefs or values, but your dad liked or your mom liked and you had to eat it and you thought it was terrible. Is there any meal? Stop. But that's just the surface level of what Christina's saying. Christina's saying children can be more critical of parents' beliefs and values because you had to live inside those beliefs and values. They weren't, you know, because I said so. Because I said so. Whatever your parents said that, they meant, duh, that was so obvious. You should have known. What is wrong with you that you don't believe that, right? They didn't say it that way, but when you pushed them, all right, that's what they're like, fine, I gave you an answer, fine, you're done. That's it. And you're like, I had to live that. I had no
choice, Jesslyn, and then I'll go back to the back. Your other one? All right. Now she brings in this other. I'm grinning because we can just keep splitting this argument. She goes, are we talking about the Christian beliefs or values or the non-Christian beliefs or values? Okay. Well, fine. If your parents say they don't believe in God and then you believe in God, okay, now you cross their beliefs and values and you say, okay, well, that's okay because it's God. But if your parents say, oh, no, these are my Christian beliefs and values, now all of a sudden you go, yes, these are the Christian beliefs and values. I agree with all my parents' Christian beliefs and values. Do you? So she's right. You, all of a sudden, you got this little problem here. You're like, well, if I should follow God, shouldn't I follow God? And they go, this is God. And you go, no, it's not. And then you go, well, it was easy. You're not saved. I am. All right, good. Woo! You just said your parents are on the wrong side of God. How does that work? You ever tell your parents, I think you have the wrong views of God? There is a respectful way to do that. But I'll tell you what. Yeah, we're getting to you guys. All right. You need to figure out whether we are talking about Christian beliefs, values, or not, and if agree that they are Christian beliefs and values. All right. Masha, then Sarah. Come on, go. That's Rebecca. Right. Okay. No. All right, no. She's pushing down the path that Rebecca was going on, that Jesslyn was going on. I'm gonna add to what she's saying. Maybe this isn't fair. If you're a Christian, are you a Christian? All right, whatever you say you are or not, and then I told you it doesn't matter what you say. It matters what God says. You better know what God says about whether you're saved or not. And you go, what? Stop. It's the same thing. If I say it, then God says it. No, not at all. But if you are a Christian, if you have accepted Christ and your parents, all right, have sought to follow Christ, okay, well, then you're going to be like, well, how in the world can I really seek to follow Christ? And they're trying to follow Christ, and now you're going to get into splitting hairs. Like, well, I think this part was right and was Christ, and this part wasn't, okay? But she's saying, if you were raised by Christian parents, and you have yielded to Christ, then she goes and given Christian upbringing, and those that all can be argued about, all right, then more likely to want to agree and further their beliefs and values. If not, then no. All right? That's a short version of what she said. Sarah, go. You still are. Yeah, you know why I'm laughing? They do marriage counseling, all kinds of things. You know what happens? You ever get married, watch out if you're going to say, you know what, you're just like your mom. You know what, I see your dad in you. And you're like, gee, thanks. I love that. I'm my dad. I'm my mom. Really? But I'll tell you what, every marriage goes along and they go, you know what? That's your dad. That's your mom. And you're like, that usually doesn't go over too well inside of a marriage. So I'm just telling you now, just think about it before you say that. But the flip side is what she just said. You are more like your mom than you realize. You are more like your dad than you realize. There's a reason why people say, I can see it in you, even if you take the opposite position on something. They can still see it. There's something deeper than what you're saying. Even when you go that, you know, they said no jumping on the bed. In my house, we jump on the bed. They still go, you're still acting like your mom, even though you're disagreeing with her. There's something that's deeper. That's what I'm going after. We're going to get there. I promise. Stay with me. Come back to the third episode. We're going to get right back to the Bible and zam. We're going to nail you with this stuff. All right? I got a few more hands here. Easier to follow what you've been given than to wrestle on your own. Some of it, can't do all on own. Get it out of your head that you just start with a blank slate with beliefs and values. You don't. You scrub your parents. If I didn't have these parents, I wouldn't have any beliefs and values, and I could figure it all out by myself. That's not possible. Get that into your head, because otherwise you're going to spend the rest of your life trying to scrub somebody out of your head. Don't do that. And we want to get to the place. Well, I've got other questions, so let's get all your hands out of the air. Nell. Right. Not cool. No, hey, no, you've never. I asked you about your grandma, let alone your parents. Which is the last time you've walked into your grandma's closet and said, she has the best clothes? Wear your grandma's clothes, your grandpa, you boys, wear your grandpa's clothes. Just walk into there and go, that shirt is mine. If you ever go off to heaven, I get your shirt, all right? I want your socks, Grandpa, right? Stop. So, no, before you say, all right, I want you to think, stop. Who determines what's cool, or if you want to check, who determines what's normal? Who determines what's acceptable? Who determines what's better, okay? My parents are not cool. They are, I don't know, irrelevant. Meaning out of touch, okay? All right, you need to think on that because I want you to ask, maybe your parents are out of touch, but who decided that? Who decided that? You? The other people? Who gets to decide? All right, Nicole, back to Crystal, up to Josh, back to Levi. See, we're going to be here a long time. It's your fault that we're not getting 10 slides. Nicole, quiet. Shh, quiet. Nicole. Come on.
Culture have there was a time where like that was what you did. You, your dad was a tailor, you became a tailor.
That's what I was gonna say. Listen to this.
Your dad was a blacksmith, you became a blacksmith. It was not just tradition, it was this is our family heritage.
Did you hear that?
This is our family's purpose. This is
all right.
What we do. And so we have shifted.
Listen to this. That's big.
The age thing, I think there is a thing of like, we all say like, oh, it's that they're just going through their rebellious phase as a teenager. There was a time period that wasn't a thing. Like, you didn't have rebellious teenagers. So you got killed.
Yeah, stoned in the Bible. Whooped is in the early Americas, all right? You weren't allowed to be rebellious. Go ahead.
But, like, also, just you grew up faster. And all right. After the age thing comes,
listen. Did you hear this? Did you hear this? Did you hear this?
Become more aware of beyond just what my daily.
Did you hear this?
And aware of what society.
All right. I'm watching movies. Go. Oh, you got more?
Well,
go.
Growing up has delayed.
Did you hear this?
Society is
okay.
People stay younger longer.
All right.
So
I'm watching movies about the gold rush, right? People go out, now they're miners. Yes, miners, gold rush, right? They go out there, they're going to explode to get the gold, right? And boop, the dad dies. Parents, he left, took a wagon train to go west, right? Parents had their little log cabin, little house on the prairie, right? You're 8 years old, your dad dies. How does your family live? And all of a sudden, you were the man of the house. You have to take care of all the animals. You have to make sure you got the crops in and out. You grew up quicker. You really cared how your dad made the house run. It was an honor to carry on the family tradition with whatever the job was and the values were. That's why you get in Muslim families. You get out of the Muslim faith, you're done. You're not part of the family. Yeah, all kinds of stuff, from killed to shun, to whatever, everything in between, all right? But I'll tell you what, in Orthodox Jewish families, it's the same thing. When I was growing up, you left the Catholic faith, and you were excluded. You did not cross the lines. Something has changed, all right? A couple more, and then I'm going to have to come up for air, and I'm never going to get through my 10 slides, so I just want to jump to the end here a little bit. Josh, go. You can. Good job, Lisa. Come on. Come on. The second daughter. Yeah. Right. So, which way is that movie pushing everybody? To what? Against tradition. See? Yeah, and you need to feel. I love that movie. It's amazing. But you need to realize when you're gaining something, you're losing something else. What is it as we're swinging back and forth? I want you to think hard on this. So wait. Where did you start, Josh? I want to put something down. What'd you say? Yeah. In that. All right. To get out from under. Okay, Levi, go. He vanished. Let's pray for Levi. All right. I collect your hands. He knows when you were sleeping, except I didn't know that one. Crystal. Yes.
I think even in your own lifespan, as a little kid, you're not fucking your parents. You're happy to agree with them, and you live under their rules. And usually at some point, you decide, you know, as you're exiting their house or soon going to be exiting their house, you decide, no, I don't think these things are right. I'm going to.
Side.
I wonder,
when soon to exit.
Things are working out as great as I wanted them to. Oh. Maybe my parents were right about them. Oh. And you start doing things and you're like, oh, wait a second. They weren't all entirely crazy.
Right.
Right. Your own lifespan is a pendulum.
Right. Now listen to this. See, to you that's going to sound like an adult answer. Listen to me. See, I was with her when she was sitting where you were. I've watched her live that, all right? That you got to know that. I'm that old, all right? She was that young, and Nicole was that young, Watch them live that, right? Watch them interact with their parents. Watch them get out on their own. Watch them figure some stuff out. Watch them be somewhat different, and watch them be alike in many ways. All right? There's a. He's still not there. Rebecca.
Oh, okay.
You have the mic. Right.
I survived.
Right. 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 Right.
But then you get to what Andrew's saying, people don't act what you
believe. Shh.
If you believe the same thing as your parents. If you don't actually think through why, like, if you can take it because of me, then there's nothing backing up.
That's it.
So then, no. But,
yes. But, no. Did you hear that? Mike, I'm concerned about those of you that say, no, I love my parents and I agree with everything they believe in value. I go, really? Tell me what they believe in value, all right? Tell me why you agree with it, all right? You said, no, you're picking on me. I said, no, I'm just asking. Go ahead, share with me. Open that up. If you're not careful, even those of you that say you're fine with what your parents believe in value, you're fine until everybody starts shooting it with holes, okay? Making fun of it, attacking it, and all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, I don't like being treated like this. I was talking with somebody today about Joseph. Can you imagine how hard that was for Joseph when he's thrown in a pit, sent away to Egypt, right? Remember, the Egyptians thought that the shepherds were like scum. They detested them, the shepherds, right? So he goes from being the prized younger child that was given all this stuff. His daddy trusted him, right? To now he's thrown at the bottom. His culture is gone. His family's gone. There's nobody who loves him anymore. And what will he do? What will he believe in, all right? So, yes, he's your patron, but then when attacked, made fun of, then pull away because nothing under those beliefs and values. You know some of why we're talking about this? Because I watched kids for 28 years. I watched you kind of listen, kind of goof off during the Bible study, like I know who's not paying attention right now. I close my eyes so you don't think he's looking at me. I already looked at you before. Okay? So I watched you. You paid attention. You showed up. You came. You said some of the right answers. You went along with it. And then I watched what happened when you got done in youth group. And I watched where you went, and I've been watching that for a long time, and I'm seeing some people were rebellious, saying, I don't agree with my parents, I don't agree with God, I don't want any of this. Some people were fine when they were in here, and then as soon as they went out there, it was when they found something else that made more sense, then they ran away. They had nothing underneath it. That's what I'm trying to ask. If you don't think about this, some of you, I don't know if you're saved. I'm not God. God knows your heart. You don't act like saved people, all right? I'm not trying to put you in hell. I'm trying to get you out of hell. I'm trying to get you to heaven. And I don't want to get you to heaven. I want to get you reconciled with God. But some of you are saying you're reconciled with God. How does that live? And you're going to have to include your parents in there somewhere, okay? Even as you go yes and no. But then what happens? They're saying this about Christians in America. We're coming to a time where it's not cool to be a Christian in America. It isn't just in liberal places. It isn't just when you go to secular colleges. People, you're going to move in somewhere, you're going to say, I go to church. And they go, you go to church. Immediately before you've said anything, good or bad. Book after book is coming out now about post-Christian America, meaning people are going to be hostile to you just because you said you identify with Jesus Christ. Now what are you going to do? Be hostile back? What are you going to do? Levi?
Yes. I would say it's yes if the parents teach the children the why in an honorable way. If they don't teach their kids well, then their kids are going to come up, they're going to interact with the opposing arguments and not have a leg to stand on. And then possibly their parents never really had a leg to stand on because they don't have the underlying why themselves. So yes,
yeah, do you follow that? That's following where Rebecca was going. If the parents teach the children the why in an honorable way, otherwise, not have a clue when analyzed or taken apart by others, all right? Sometimes the parents don't know the why. Sometimes when they say, because I said so, it's because they're working on that part of your character. Sometimes they say, because I said so, because they have nothing else underneath it. They don't know why. There's a big difference. You learn why. Derail this just for a minute. Why is it important for sometimes for you to obey because somebody says so? I said sometimes. Why is it important for you sometimes to obey because somebody says so? Not because you understand, not because you agree, not because you get it. Why is it important for sometimes? Christina. All right. In life, Jocelyn, go.
When they have authority over you, like the teacher or even grandparents who don't have the right to do on things, sometimes it's better to obey instead of going against it and getting yourself in trouble.
Yep.
If it's really going against it,
right. Right, fine. But so she's saying, and you're right, because that's why I said sometimes. I'm giving you all room to get out of this thing. But I'm saying sometimes, because usually there's something inside of us that goes, I don't agree, I don't understand. You have no business making me do that. I want you to think about this very carefully. Why sometimes? She's right. She's Sarah? Right.
There's something to be said for, you know, trusting someone enough to know that what they say is right, whether or not you know.
Those over the group, because there is a cause that is greater than your immediate agreement or understanding. Okay? Is there anybody else on that one? Caitlin, Hannah? Yeah, go ahead. What are you thinking?
I agree with what Justin said.
Yeah.
Justin,
yep.
That you're raised to believe kind of what your parents.
Yep.
But at some point, if you don't have Christian parents, aren't enough to have.
Right.
And I'm not saying anyone.
Yeah, 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 fine.
Who does
You have to follow God. Yeah.
Christians. It's almost like I believe they either goes too far. I don't believe what you believe, mom or dad. This is kind of me.
Yeah, right. Need to follow God over parents, but very cautiously. Cautiously. All right, we'll leave that. Go back. Hannah, where are you going? Are you on the authority one?
Well, yeah, similar to military.
But, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
No, but my immediate thought was that at school, you had to sign the handbook saying that you would follow the rules. So you didn't always understand why sometimes the school would correct you. And it's not always the right time to ask right then. But you agreed to it. So it's sometimes it's a matter of keeping your word and respecting the authority that God did put above you at that moment.
Right. I've told you many times, you think Bob Jones is strict. It's not. I went to a stricter one, and the people before me went stricter. You know they set it up under the sense of a military camp. That was their intent. It was more that way, to say we are looking for a character that can't come if you're always saying, but I think, but I think, but I think. We said, rest that, not blind obedience. But do you hear what she said? This isn't just saying, we're not saying, we're saying at some point, you agreed to this. and you're going against your word. Was there another hand here? Jesselyn, go. Liesl. And then I've got to get back to the Bible real quick.
So my dad has parents who are not believers, but my dad is a believer.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells me all the time, you know, like his parents would do things that aren't
right.
But the Bible still says to honor.
There you go.
And he still has to do that, and he still has to. He loves his parents. He still has a relationship with them, but he does not always agree.
Mm-hmm. More than you think. Love and honor, which includes obedience and respect, more than you think, even when they are not submitted to God themselves. Love and honor includes obedience and respect. That's much more than you think. Because you're like, well, they're not under God. No, wait. God is the one that told you to honor and respect. Now we got to figure that out. This is where we're heading, all right? Wow. Who was I blowing off? Rachel?
Can I answer that one?
Yeah. The what? Back on the yes, no one?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay, because if you want a head start on life and your parents had anything together that was solid, it is foolish to not build on top of that, all right? All right, now. John, go. I don't know what you're answering right now. The yes, no one?
I was going for the yes, no one.
Go on the yes, no one. And Lisa, you're doing amazing.
Yeah, we've done
yes.
Yes, no. Rachel went right where I was going with the, like, sometimes you're just content to walk the path your parents have already trod. So then the second thing I was going with was that it really depends on the personality of the child. No matter what age, the personality of the child, you're going to find, and I found, at some point in your life, that if you follow what your parents are doing, like Andrew said, people are going to come after you. So it depends on the personality of the child. If the child is willing to go to bat for those things, and it incorporates a lot of these answers.
Right.
But if the child is willing to step up,
mm-hmm.
then that's going to fill them with pride in what their parents are asking. Even if I was going to say that I don't usually really think, even if I am usually roughly in line with where you're going,
right.
I'm not usually thinking, hey, I'm proud to follow John David.
Right.
Like you said.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as somebody goes after something, I'm like, hey,
want to step up to the
fence. He's right here, and you're way off base. But if a child is more likely to be complacent,
right.
More likely to be pushed off onto something else.
Right.
Going back to that earlier question of where they might not want to go, but they just don't feel like.
They might have thought through and valued the why more than realized. Okay, we got stuff all over the place in here. I want you to go back to Mark 3 because, I have all these amazing blank slides. Liesl, you did amazing, all right? I went all over the world in there and back again, all right? But let it go. Let it go for a minute, all right? Let it go. I'm sorry. You're doing great. Can I go? All right, so here, what next week, all right, this is so next week, why should it concern us if we or others find ourselves very far from our parents' beliefs and values? Yep, you're going to tell me all if they're not Christians. I got all that, but I want you to think deeper than that, all right? Yep. But then, all right, what's important? Just answer this. We said what is shocking. Oh, but there's a blank screen. At least I'll get two out of you. What's important in Mark 3, 31 to 35? What? And his mother. Go ahead, Rebecca, and his mother.
And his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called.
Now say, read it.
A crowd was standing around him, and he said to him, "Behold, your mother and your brothers are outside looking for you."
Sarah, close your mouth and read 33.
He
Yeah. Rachel, go. 34. Abigail Rose, 35. Okay, go. What's important? What's important? Carolyn. Okay. Okay. All right. I want you to say this in a couple different ways before we close this. All right? All right? What's important here? Oh, man. Good luck, Lisa. Go to the bottom of everything. All right, here we go. What's important? Say it. What'd you say, Carolyn? Say exactly what you said.
The people who follow God with you. Like
who? All right. Those who follow God with you. Go ahead. Say it in your own words. What's important in here? Look at it carefully. Andrew. All right. All right. All right. That we do the will of God. Come on. Take it apart. Where is it? Sarah. Yes. Well, that's why we're going to sit in here eventually. I wanted to get here, honestly, but we can't because you're going to go home and say, he didn't even do the Bible tonight. Good, I did the Bible. Ready? Come on, Sarah. Come on. Okay, these are the people that I care about, that are close with me, that I interact with. Well, let's just leave it at that. John.
Fitting inside of God's definition.
Say it.
Fitting inside of God's definition.
Fitting inside of God's definitions. Do you get that? You go, that's my mother. I'm laughing because that was the book I read to my daughter Abigail 100 years ago. Are you my mother? No, don't you remember that? There's a big scary snort, 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 snort. You don't remember the snort, snort, snort? I just dadded you guys. You're like, oh, stop. Go back and read the book and then read it to your little baby. As you go back, as you go through the whole book, and you get to the end, and they finally go, oh, you're my mother.
Spoilers.
Yeah, spoiler alert. There it is. There it is. Spoiler alert. I read that book over and over and over and over. Okay? But it was very clear. The all these other things weren't the mother. This is the mother. And here we go. That's your mother. And he goes, no, that's your mother, my mother. And you either say he's all messed up, or else you said, whatever's going on here, his definitions matter. What is he saying? Now. That's it. Yes, he asked them to rethink their beliefs and values and standard by which they came up with their beliefs and values. He asked them to rethink their beliefs and values. He goes, these, remember, you've all said it. You've all stolen my punchline. You know, the mother and brother, you go, oh, he just disrespected them. I'll tell you what, who felt happy? He goes, these are my mother and brother. And they're like, I don't know what he just did, but I think we're in with him. They're like, this is good for us, right? Whatever he did to them, all right? And Crystal, and then I got to quit because we got to quit. Stop. Shh. Listen. Yes.
Was very, very important. And Jesus stood there and said, nope, it doesn't matter
Go ahead.
No, it doesn't matter the religion, but it matters what beliefs and values we have.
Yes. And lifted up spiritual, spiritual, or lifted up. All right, let's just say it. Lifted up another set of beliefs and values. All right, there's something besides physical. That let me tell you what. I'll tell you what. You'll actually love and honor your father and mother more, whether they're saved or unsaved, whether they're nice or not, even if you disagree with them. If you will yield to God, if you will yield to God. Lord Jesus, would you help us? We're just, this one is so loaded. I even blew off a few hands here. And I pray that we're able to continue this, but we're able to sit here and think very carefully about where we're getting our beliefs and values. And Father, would you help us to not be content? Help us to figure out what it is to honor our parents, how to honor our teachers, our pastors, all those that have cared for us, that have given us jobs, that have been nice to us. But how to figure that out, and then how to acknowledge that you are our creator and you have a final word. Would you work inside of our hearts? I pray for the miracle that would help us to get our identity, our that those we're closest with, the things we value, right from you. Thank you, Father, for your love that you've shown us, yes, through Jesus Christ, but over and over you've shown grace that the pinnacle of it was Jesus, as you brought us back to yourself. Lord, help us to listen to your words. Help us to be trained by you so that we go out and not just be good Christian boys and girls and men and women, but that we would be able to tell your excellencies, that we would be able to talk about the wise, not because we're the answer, but because we're learning more and more and want the whole world to know who you are. Lord, would you save our souls, and then would you use us for your honor? We come in Jesus' name. Amen. Good job. So sorry.